Let's go back to the first question of Einheit. The Misasik waits on the Tilas Nishama Koyma Gabe. The Tilas Nishama Havi Misasik Bidova Acher. We have a Mlach Vashem Hashem is Kavi in Shay Yomus. Kefa Kavone. Bechai Vashav is Esam Kavone. Post office. Kavone for the result, for the objective of the Malachi. Now, Rashi has tailored this in Melechus Mashavis. But if in Poshut, let's say like this. Bembes, Rav Shimon holds that every Dov Hashem is Kavin is the Mutter, the Hainu, the Kotev Kulo. So Maisa was done, and number one, and so the classical definition of Dov Hashem is Kavin in Kotev Kulo is like this, that he's not interested in doing the objective and in achieving that objective. And number two, might not happen. Nozir chveis choifech lefaspes mostly gemara. He's doing a mice. He's not interested in pulling out his. And number two, it might not happen. He's not doing a mice which could result in it, and there's no component for that intention. There's not an intention for that result. Yeah. So why does Rashi here say, so that's what's going on here too. And the Gemara said, before the Gemara introduces Tigrei Shov Loyomus, he has no intention for Netilas Nishome. Why does Rashi tailor on Leches Mashavis, the universal principle of Dovish and Miskavin? So even Poshot, you can say, In Chinami, it's not true. But since here we have a view in the Gemara here, and the Gemara is saying something which is true, Bein Rabbonu, Bein Rabbeinu, why not? We have Rabbeinu, the only Chayv Shayim. The Gemara's Kashi should be Chayim Mishon Tis Shomas, the Kashi on Rabbeinu too. Rabbeinu holds in Kotor, Kulot, Ovet, Shem, Skavin, Motor. So if Rashi, when the Gemara answers, Mesasi, Goetzel, Nitzil, Shem, Shomas, that answer applies to Kondor, Rabbeinu too. Now, this is known to be Shida Stoy. We started to say yesterday. This is 2 days ago. This is Shida Stoy in a few places, is that even though Rabbeinu holds Dovah Shem Eskavim is also Minotera, called Terkula, in Shabbos it's only Midrabonon, because of Melachas Mashavis, it's Tosis, and Newman Tosis, and Kirat Hashem Aleph, on base. And Rashi himself holds like that. Rashi, we saw Rashi, Kuf Chof Aleph, on base. Rashi also holds like that. In the bottom. Hoylech Tumay. Somebody can watch, even though he might step on and kill Nachash Akov. Hoylech lefi tumay. Leshi amad olav again. Not this, to deliver the step and kill. Elok shahu hoylech le tumay v'nachash Akov lefanav en tzarech lishamad yimenu. Elo doh hoy v'hoylech v'yemes b'yuchas yomos. Hoy v'lei nishkav v'ein. The dove shem is kav v'ein v'yudom 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 Dov Hashem is Kavin the Rabbi Yehuda Midrabanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the Raisa. What do you mean Midrabanan? The answer is Shavuot is Midrabanan. In Kol Terukul, Dov Hashem is Kavin is the Raisa. Can you do it? That's before the Gemara in Kufa Megimu among other places. Before the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem is Kavin, Kol Terukul is the Raisa. Before the Gemara in Kufa Megimu, it's the Gemara of Mila of Baharis. Mila of Baharis. They need a post like the Vimat. And here, so why do I say Midrabanan? Because of Melachas Mashavis is different. Why? Because of Melachas Mashavis. That's what you vague already in Gilin Shas. Send you to the Tosfos. So Mel Apisa Yesh Yeforish, the beginning of Rashi here. The why Rashi introduces Melachas Mashavis, because that's a unique aloha Shabbos that has to be covered for the objective. Now what's the answer? Now when the Gemara says, now something very interesting, which is anyway important to know. The Fizel, when the Gemara says, Vom Abai Vom Adam Tavayu, Meidav Shimei B'Sigvesh V'Yomu, so Agam, the Loshna Bain Rav uses Meid Rav Shimin, but two chidushim are nichlal on this. Meid Rav Shimin, in Kotar Kula perhaps, yeah, and Meid Rav Yudin Shabbos, correct. Meid, whoever Enum is Kavin, whoever Enum is Kavin, not Chayiv, Minatoyo, Abain Rav came and said, Midoraisa, they came and said, Raven of Sigresh, let's hear Chayiv. So where is that? It's Nagei Rav Shimin everywhere, it's Nagei Rav Yudin Shabbos. So I emphasize, and this is true according to Tosfos too, that the Meid Rav Shimin is true, but it's not only Rav Shimin, it's Rav Yudin too. If Rav Yehuda is negeya specifically in Shabbos. Rav Shimon is negeya everywhere. So what's the teretz? Not the same teretz. The psik reish of lo yomus. Which means, by even that, there's a din that will come later to explain what the psik reish is. By even that, the psik reish means when the result happens inevitably, so then he's chayv, then he's considered to be a miskavin. He's chayv. There's no chisam v'ein miskavin, and according to Shimon, there's no chisam of who a din v'u inyan. There's no chisam of meleches machsheves v'ein of Shimon v'ein Rabbi. So we go back to the kashas. Im kain when he's peitzer the chilozim, he's squeezing out the dam. It's mamash psigresho. There's a mali psigresho, mali chopping off the head, mali squeezing out the blood. It's all the same thing. It's lo yomus. So that he's doing it. He's killing it, and he should be chayv for ntilas nishomer. To which the Gemara answers, "Shani Ocho, the Kamatis Ben Shomer Tfei Nicholei Yechid Lutzal Tzivei." Rashi says, "Tfei Nicholei, Shadam Achai Toi Midam Emes, Kem Decholas Meskav Mitzvei Ocho Shomer 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 Shomer. The first half of the Rashi is explaining why. So why Taki was put. So Tfein Yichloi to keep it alive. And then the second half is with Rav Shimon Meiden Lo Yichbaslei, to explain that whole sukkah Lo Yichbaslei. Why here Rav Shimon Rashi says Lo Yichbaslei is chayiv, and Abayin the Rashi says Lo Yichbaslei is put. So let's take the first half. First half seems to be the two ways of lumshat in Rashi, two ways of lumshat in the Rashi. And it seems to be that the Ramban went one way and the Ritva went a different way. The Ramban says Mefurish here, Davainhei, that what Rashi means is that it's not psigresha. The Gemara is closer from the Tfis of the Metzias. The Gemara says, since Tvei Nicho, Kol Kamo, the Isbein Shoma, Tvei Nicho Le, and Rashi is Mazbe, Chol Asmeter, Miskavin Mitarech, Lashom Isayomos. So the Rabban learned something with Namfuji Rashi, but the Rabban says the Rashi meant that the male is not obscuration. This is which the most changing his perception of Peitzei Achilosin. It's not inevitable that it's gonna die. He may finish squeezing it and it might still be alive. He might be adept enough at squeezing out the blood, but just keeping enough in to keep it alive. Good. That the kids are not obscuration. It's not obscuration. Male is supposed to do the same as coming. That's Ramban's part of Rashi. Ritva didn't look like that. Ritva learns the dam is a psikresha, you have the it is going to die when you're squeezing it, but because it's a loy nicho, that's a mashmos, more mashmos than Rashi l'choyu. Because he's a loy nicho, he's not chayv. Hanya the Gemara is introducing here the idea that major claim of psikresha loy was when? Only under certain, not every psikresha, not everyone, and it was not every causal relationship of one master causing a result is a shim meide, or a beauty for that matter is chayiv. It's only, if it's a loy nicho, and here loy nicho means if he wants not. Loy nicho means if he wants not, if he's supposed to, if it's a loy nicho, then he's potter. Now, I'd count the first half of the Rashi. However, the pshat is the first half of the Rashi, Rashi makes it very clear, unequivocal statement in the second half. The second half of Rashi says, made Rav Shimon, but so we'll have to come back and explain. The Ritva needs more of a hesber, like what's I mean, we'll explain that, the concept of the second half. What's unique about Loi Nicho? Continues Rashi, made Rav Shimon, when did Rabbi Nova say, is he made Rav Shimon? The situation of Yom was his chayiv. Bemidid lo yichbasle, he doesn't care, he's indifferent if it happens or not. Even though he's not mechaven, even though he's not mefurish specific intention for the kavanah, for the objective, which you might thought before it's part because of mashmashave. So again, we go back like this. But the major shivim is against loyomus. So again, we have three. Let's go like this. We have three cases. Imkain. Let's put everything on the table. Against loyomus, it can come in one of three ways. Find him. Al nichole. And the loy nicholay. In this sugi, it seems that Rashi says nicho, both nicho and loy chbaslay is chayv. It's only loy nicholay. Nicho the loy is potter. A koch now like this. A koch tzoruch loyma that That's poshut according to everybody. Everybody, hakol b'akol mikol, p'sig reshul yomus is a miskavin. Is a miskavin and not a misasek. Because there's a bain rov is a p'sig reshul chayiv. The shal is which case. But every p'sig reshul, the Oruch has maybe never a requirement, but leaving aside the Oruch that says you need kavon and rotsin. But according to Rashi and the Tosfos, p'sig reshul is miskavin and is not misasek and is noach is not shavus. Okay, so now we come to the big steer. So here Rashi says that lo yichbas leizase b'chlal and ma'ase with kavona. And kuf gimel, Rashi says not that. So next day not. What could the answer be? So it could be halachas like this. So first we'll explain the difference between two cases, then we'll explain Moshe is Rashi. And then in Klagod. There's a deal in Rashi we showed on already. And Rav Kuf Gimel, and now Sugi, and then as Rashi says, Otu kulu lav yabas akarka nino hare karka msabu me elov. Hare karka msabu me elov. Why did he say that lotion? Misyape me elov. Misyape me elov. So it could be like this. The Bem is Yeshachal again, and the idea is known. I mean, it's a poshut idea. It's not a new idea. I'm just applying it here to the two sugis. It could be that there could be a coincidence of meisim and objectives in one of two ways. Coincidence. One of two ways. There could be on Ein Hey, Yeshachal, and we'll see in other cases too. We're talking about is what the meisim is doing. It's basically a ma'aseh that we can define, that we would define and label and characterize as being a ma'aseh of Netilas and Shomer. Squeezing out blood is Netilas and Shomer. It's a way of killing. It's a ma'aseh Netilas and Shomer. Chopping off a head and squeezing the blood is Netilas and Shomer. Nevertheless, if the Gemara thought that Misasik is potter and Miskavin is potter, he's potter because he has no intention for that objective. He's doing that Maisa with some other purpose in mind, namely to accumulate, to gather the blood. He has no intention, no kavon, let's say, for the objective of Netilas and Shoma. So it's a tour of Medim Lechaz Meshavis, because it's Bechal and Miskavin. It is Enem Miskavin, not Bechal, it's Enem Miskavin, not Miskavin for the objective. Now it's coming for the objective. If it's not coming for the objective, so then Yesh Loima that and this way we go back to the first year in the sugya. So it could be either because a maaseh happens without any kavona, without it's not a maaseh, or to be chayev one needs kavona. And we'll see more about that today, Mr. Shem. A kavona without kavona for the objective, but the etzim is doing a maaseh of killing, but not enough to be chayev him. On Shabbos, the Gemara thought, till we get to the situation. Here on Kuf Gimel, here the vote is that Be'etzem, without Kavon, he's not doing a Maaseh Chavisha. Chavisha is doing a Maaseh to the ground. Chavisha is doing a Maaseh of plowing or making a Chavitz, plowing or digging the ground. Here he's doing something which has a Mimel digging byproduct. It's not Gerom in any way. He's doing it Taki B'Yodayim. But the Maaseh he's doing is a Maaseh of Toilish, of Malakit. But one of the Mimelitik results of this is Yipui HaKalka. That's what we're doing in Rashi, HaKalka Mishabu Me'elov. So that's possible. If he's Mishabu Me'elov, he goes out into his field and he says he wants to make the Kalka Reilish Ria by removing the weeds and the branches. So he's doing this Kavondit, turns that into Maaseh Chavisha. That's less Mantapolik. It's not, it's a direct maise. Without it, Kipshut is a direct maise, if he does it with Kavonah. However, the lack of Kavonah here is not just lack of a Mechayv. The lack of Kavonah is that the maise is not being done. It doesn't have a Shem Maise B'chlal. It doesn't have a Shem Maise Chavisha. So the Gemara thought the most kasha was, if it happens, if he does a maisa and one, and the result of the maisa, and the result of the maisa is hakakim shabemelo b'shibachayiv. To which the Gemara says no, lekom b'chaven. He has no intention for that to happen. So if he has no intention for that to happen, it doesn't have a shem maisa chavisha. If I rove adam et avay meidi b'shem b'shibachayiv liyomus, the Gemara says no, lekshvichot to go with ba'ot chaven. And here Rashi says, "Avad Chavi is a lo yich basle." Why? So Mele is moving hatev. The pshat is like this. The pshat is that in this case, in which it's better not Ma'aseh Chavisha, but it's Kavonda for Yipui, will turn into Ma'aseh Chavisha. So then, without you're not just missing a Tanai Achiyuv. Without Kavonda, the Kavonda here is more than just a Tanai Achiyuv, a condition to be Chayiv. Kavonda here, the same Ma'aseh Chavisha is totally on the Kavonda for Yipui Kanka. Because without Kavonda for Yipui Kanka, he's not being Chayiv. We only perceive this mice as being a mice of Likit or Toilish or Koitza. It doesn't have a shame mice of Chorish Bechlal. So Mele, it's moving Hetev that for that, you need a Nichole. If it's Nicho with the result of Yipoy Kaka, so then he was Chorish. Besides being Koitza. If he's not Nicho, if there wasn't Nichuso, it happens Me'elo. We go back to that, it happens Me'elo. We didn't see a Maisa Melechas Chavish happening. That's why in this case, a Lich Basle is going to be potter. But Shane came to Davain Hay is like this. He's doing a Maisa of Kilim. Maisa of Netilas Shom, which has a Shane Maisa Melocha. It's a Melechas Sheikha, the Melechas Netilas Nishomo. Okay. Im Kena Dova like this. There's a Rab Shimon called Erkulu. He's Enomus Kavin. And Rab Shimon called Erkulu and Rab Yudan Shavit specifically holds. Animus Kavin is potter. So now we know that you do a digger clown, the Bible of Dhamma, they get around it. They say no. Animus Kavin is taka potter, but then Kundok Shimon and Animus Kavin is potter, even Kundok Rabbi Yehuda on Shabbos. But Med Vamurim, before you get to Psikresho says that whatever happens is Chayiv. And the two ways of understanding it again, we'll soon see which way Rashi is noted to. But waving that is inevitability, it's a causal relationship. They're doing A always behechrach results in B, so you don't have the two of enemies coming. Because both two things you can say because he's a mysism's coming fit. What do you mean? You didn't want it to happen, but he knew it was gonna happen. Or we can say with or without your kavona, but he did a mysim, but always this is a result of the mysim. So they're saying he like some says he wants to eat something, but it's chves, he doesn't want it he puts it in his mouth and he swallows, but he doesn't want it to go through his base of blia. He did. You don't need kavona for that. Without your kavanah for Beis HaBliya, it doesn't make a difference. We don't need kavanah for that. At that point, we don't need kavanah for that part of the Maisa, because he did this pula. The pula is a pula Netilas Neshama. So, MS, you don't have kavanah, you don't need a kavanah. Don't need it. Like someone saying, you shouldn't be chayv in chayv, because he didn't smack his lips. That's not a good example. But those things, the Nabuchad, you don't need kavanah for that. Nabuchad, the Maisa needs kavanah. Yeah. So that's the difference. Elomai. But there's one thing. So according to Ramban, that's all I have to say. Ramban says, why is he potter taki in this case? Why is he potter here? He's potter because Peitzeach, he lost him. It's Mechlam Ha'ab Sigresho. No, if that's Ramban Rashi, then it's very neat. According to Ritva, there's another Knech here. You have to add something. You have to add, there's a new Yisai here. You know, here's Mechadesh, according to the other Pshat in Rashi, that B'medva Murim, that the relationship of Sigresha between the result and his mice is Mechayivim, it's up to the point which is Aloy Nicho. If he's Aloy Nicho and he's taking positive action, it shouldn't happen, then he can't call him the Baal Maisa. Then we go back, it goes back to being Enemus Kavin. It's Amalach Moshevitz, it's Enemus Kavin. Because again, we say the accomplishment, the pool is Amishachistim. It's Amishachistim, because he was trying not to happen. So this is an exception to the cloud of segregation. According to Rabban, it's not segregation. It's serious. Factually, it's not. According to Ritva, at the point of it's a nicho loy, it's a loy nicho, he wants it not. So maybe it's yotzum mechlal maisa, because he's squeezing the blood, but he's trying to keep it alive. We can't define that. We don't see a maisa until it's a shama here anymore. Kozman is indifferent, so it's a maisa until it's a shama, because that's the way to kill. One way to find him killing is squeezing out blood. If he's taking positive action to avoid it happening, And he's doing it for a different purpose entirely. He wants to have the dam for chveis with chelis. So the right the pocket doesn't have a shame in Maisa until Shom. Oh, now let's look. Let's be mashlim by looking at Rashi in Krisus. It's not so smooth. I can't have the ganze Hemmschicht more smoother than you. That's schwer. What's schwer? Not schwer, but this is a. Here is our integration. With integration, yeah, I believe, that's why. It's not schwer. The point of view was more critical to combat. The point of view of Rashi's mom is describing the parameters of segregation. When the Rabbi is saying that which you thought was of segregation, I'll tell you, it's only Chayvel Yichvasim. Even though this is not Bechon. He's tying up what would have been maybe a loose end. Yeah, but that Zikavod is this. Zikavod is this, that that the objective doesn't have a Shem Meister. This is already, you know, Shimon, before Shimon. This vod, I mean, it's Poshet. I say to myself too that sometimes we look at the objective, the accomplishment of the objective is not having a Shem Meister. Without Kavon, it doesn't have a Shem Meister. It's not a Meister which is a Machayev. It doesn't have a Shem Meister. So in Rashi, what I'm saying is like this. In Rashi, we're saying like this. That Be'emes, when is obsequation? Obsequation is Machayev for the objective only if Milchalchile. He's doing a maise, but the only thing lacking is it's a maise without kavona. So then we say, segregation says, it's mechayvim nonetheless, that's not fine, hey. But if the objective in the absence of kavona isn't defined as a maise b'chal, what Rashi says, kaka misabim elov, with a misabim elov, so then with the habit of maise, he needs his kavona. Or nichusa, by even of segregation, the nicho. In other words, not doing it primarily for this, but now today is also nicho with this. So nichusa, like we said last time, nichusa, even passive nichusa, not active nichusa, passive nichusa is not to give it a shame maisa. But if merely a loyich maisa, it doesn't have a shame maisa. Yeah.
Why is this
It's very similar. In Mitzvahs, the Oroch says, the Oroch and the Oroch, I think, possibly in Benachnano, to take out Sami's bond to say, you'd rather say alive, it's ridiculous. That's not a maisa. The Hechvach is Nichusa there. Hashem came, the Chilozen, he's taking out the Chilozen, he's taking out down the Chilozen, eventually he's going to die, but he doesn't want his pool to result in killing him.
Even though by their will.
Yeah. Terrible, but he's not right now. There's no nichusa b'chlal, there's anti-nichusa. He's opposed to, he doesn't want this result to happen as long as he can avoid it. So that's not, it's not my state of trouble because of his opposition to it. Here, in this case, increases. Very interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, the Gemara talks about Chayit Gichol Mishabbos. So the tachtonis are ignited and the elyonis are extinguished. Right? The tachtonis, we learn the Gemara here. Chayit turns over a pile of gecholim. Tachtonis are ignited, the elyonis are extinguished. That's the first havara and kibui, respectively. Depends. He doesn't want both to happen. Havara zichit doesn't want. He doesn't want the havara. So the Gemara says like this. If you learn the Gemara here, and you should have learned the Gemara already. And Chof, and this is Chof and Beis. The Rashi is and Reb Chaim brings it, and you should have learned Reb Chaim already. Reb Rashi Yom HaKigayishan, and Machlegit with Lechayiv, Achaz Chayiv Shayim. Reb Rashi Yom HaKigayishan, Skavin, Lechavay, Zvuv, Vamilayim. His intention is to be Mechaber. He wants to put out the Gecholim. Havoy Havin, Mei Alayhem. Tan Kama Sova, Kirab Shimi, Dome Dove, Shem Skavin, Poto. Havoy Sova, Kirab Shimi, Dome Dove, Shem Skavin, Chayiv. Zog Rashi. Rashi Oma against his Kavin. L'chavos. ולא להביר. שלא יהיה יודע שסוף תחתונס להביר. רשי לונס כפשוטה, זה פשוט אותו, רשי לונס כפשוטה, זה שאין לו מסכבן. ואת אין לו מסכבן, זה סבי, הסיכום של הסוגי זה three approaches to this line לגמור. ותאי זה, זה מין אין מסכב ומין אין שבו גופה. זה בילה סיטואציה. And that's the issue. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam learned that there's the Oluch. The Tzadik of Sigvesho. But then it's kind of not interested in it. Lo Nicho, Lo Nicho. That's all. That's the way Reb Chaim says Oluch learned the Gemara. Rashi is the third Tzad. Rashi says literally, Shalom Ho Yodeya. He didn't know. He didn't know what was going to happen. It's not a Sigvesho. It's a classical language of Kavein. Because he didn't know what's going to happen. One, that's one point here. The next point in the Rashi. So Rashi is Ayn. Here is the steer, but anyway, steer. This is nothing. This is a problem. Shait in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda said Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, she did Davar Shem Shkavin Chayiv. She said Chayiv. See, but what does Rashi tell us? How can Rashi learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shem Shkavin Chayiv? We learned Rashi in the end of Kol Kisra says that Rabbi Yehuda Shabbos Moida. Shaila, that's a problem. Rashi knew his name is also steer. Number one, Medalid. That's a problem. They should often figure out the use of that. Like, well, the next Rashi is very interesting. Then the Gemara says, there's a Braisa. Listen to the Braisa. Hachaydi gachol mishav b'tis chamim. Huvu meleim. He's not interested in making a fire. But fire happened. Toni chad ha-chayev, toni chad ha-potu. One time I said chayev, one said Madam says Chayiv holds Melachos and Tzvil Gufos Chayiv. Madam says Potter holds Melachos and Tzvil Gufos Potter. Why is it? Why is this totally on Melachos and Tzvil Gufo? And above the most says that any miskaven. So Rashi explains. Rashi helps us understand. Rashi says any Tzvil Gufo. Listen, to Rashi. He goes there. So any talk of him doesn't need the result. Elo is chamim bechadiyosan. He just wants to produce heat, but not to ignite a fire. But says Rashi, mikol mokoyim yedei ahoyo she yisba aru v'al minas kein also. But he knows that this is a psigresho. The Gemara in the beginning was not mukhet to happen. This is a psigresho. And how does Rashi explain psigresho? This Rashi is very, very important. Yedei ahoyo she yisba aru v'al minas kein also. Not just it's inevitable, he knew it was going to happen. So if somebody knows that when he stokes coals, he knows that even though he wants to make heat, but he knows it's going to ignite them, there's going to be a fire, God says, Rashi, I'm not kidding also, Havalim is coming. Let's move on, so good, Havalim is coming. So here we see, Mefush and Rashi, the Hagdol of Psigresha Loyomus. What's a Psigresha? What's the Hagdol? This is a very critical sentence to Rashi. What's Rashi's Hagdol increases of Psigresha? What is it? He Yedei Hoyos is Baru Vamaskin also. Since he knows it's going to happen, so maybe he can't claim lack of Kavanda. That's Mefush and Rashi. And so the Chiddush of Psigresha, the Vot, the Yisoid of Psigresha is if A always results in B, and he's doing A, so mainly he's kavanah to do. Al menas kein, Rashi says. He doesn't say, it always happened and therefore he did it. No, al menas kein also. But you can't claim not only ignorance, but you can't claim lack of kavanah. No two of lack of kavanah in the case of Tzigresha. Al menas kein also. Quote. So mainly like this. This Rashi is talking about a case in which, the has a shame like this. Lamadnu until now that the Sigresha can talk about two different types of cases. One type in which this the mice is happening, but you're not intending for it. That's Petzachi wasn't. It's a mice of killing. It's a mice of killing the Shoma, but he's just not intending for it to happen. There's another case in which, with the lack of kavanah for the objective, doesn't have a shemaisa b'chal. That's the case in Kuf Gimel of miskaka misapa mei elov. So this Rashi increases. Talking about a case in which he's doing the maisa of igniting the flames. When you stop the coals, that's the way to ignite the some of the coals and to make a fire. So this and Chrysalis is like a divine hay. He's doing a maaser. Elomai, he had no interest in it. So Psi Gresha says, you're doing it, so you have kavana for it. The lack of interest can only result in Moch Tensu Gufa maximum. They can't say the maaser is not the Tensu Shem Maaser. Maaser Shem Maaser, because he knows two things. He knows it's going to happen. Mimele, he's did Lamanas Kain. To do A and always does B, so there has kavana, B was done with kavana, Tensu Shem Maaser. That's Shem Maaser. Here, and this is like Ein Hay, which Loyich Basle is going to be Chayim. The only place in which a Loyich Basle, indifference to result, says there's no Psi Gresha, stares and interrupts and says no Psi Gresha, is a case in which the result is a Zaitiki result, and doesn't have a Shem Maaser without Kavona. Then we say, without Kavona, a Loyich Basle is a Mele, a Chavisha didn't have. He do a Maaser, the Chavisha, it's not a Maaser Chavisha.
Shouldn't
okay?
This be more like
a Lav Kuf?
Because it says that he's being
chayte
and it's
Melay means that Melay doesn't mean the word Melay him, but it's his master. The way to make a fire, this he didn't master with the fire. Picking up the coals, he moved the coals down the fire. Now here there was a passive lawson too, it's a passive lawson, but not smart to hear that's the master havor, which he was not interested in.
So then why is
that's not Maaser Chavisha. It's Kalki Mishab and Me'elov. It's not Chavisha, not doing the Maaser stuff in the ground. The result of his Chavisha is Yibu and Kalka. Here he's doing the Maaser of igniting the fire. Igniting the fire. Okay. Now listen, we said this already. Let's not focus on crime. It's actually a diet. There's to put another very big setting of Machodesh on the table. We'll start with the. In the Sugya Psi Gresha, Yadur Mefosom, Machlekes Atazan Kivega, which Mr. Buhr got to bring down, happens to bring down. So what's Machlekes? It's called, in the lingo, it's called Psi Gresha Lisha Ovar. That's the way it's referred to. Psi Gresha Lisha Ovar. What? Where is it? Sinta Zayn, Mr. Buhr. Everybody knows this. That's a fascinating machlokes. You understand this machlokes well, so we can understand. We have a good havon integration. Ramos says, "Zamon shin tazayin siv gimel." Yesh li zochein, yesh li zoyer. So let's go table katana. Then there's also to even things which are ember million needs. Even zvuvim, flies and the like, flies and mosquitoes and the like. It's also to be tzod, to do melech ha-seido. It says one more, l'chein yesh li zor, shloi lisko ha-tei b'ktano, l'istem kelim, says the woman of Shabbos. If there are bugs in a box, it's also to close the box on Shabbos. Dave psi gresho, even though he's closing the box for somebody else, another reason, dave psi gresho, so you're true to something. So what do? Keep it open a little bit. Make sure there's an opening for the creatures to escape. Taz, that's Ramah. Open Ramah. The Taz says like this. The Taz says that's okay if you know there's moving. But what about if you have a box you don't know there's moving in there or not? Again, he's not interested in catching flies. Not interested in catching flies. Interesting in closing a box, closing a cleat, whatever his purposes are. But Shaito, if there's a sure flying it, so that's a Tzedo, that's a Psi Gresha Tzedo. That Taz wasn't Chalikon. The Taz says, what if he doesn't know? He doesn't know, so the Taz is not a Psi Gresha anymore. It's not a Psi Gresha anymore. Because just like, I'll be closing to the Be'alocha, take a shame, take a head, the heichu, just like the Mishap Kulon in Yasa Yisra Eloi, just like when we have a Sovik give this will result. Now, for example, Goy Rodom, somebody's chopping a chair, not a very heavy chair, on the ground. It's a Sovik, where the Chavit will result. So that's not a situation, because it might not happen. That's the Shem is coming. If he doesn't want to happen, it might not happen, that's Mutter. So what made, why is it muti? Because it's not segregation. Why is it not segregation? It's not for sure going to happen. It's not inevitable. So as the Taz, the same thing is, when he closes the box, he has to know if there are flies in it. It's not for sure it's going to happen. Not for sure it's going to happen. Ken Wadin, Heichot, Mesafkolon, Mesh, Isa, Bamaisa, is Nisa, if the Maisa is going to be said or not, who animals coming, Lisa? It's Mutu Kondor Shemin. So it says, therefore, it's Mutu to close the box, Shem Embers Mubin. It says, the Be'aloch, and Kivek, there's a famous Kivek in Yerden, it's possible Cholof. Kivek is not again. So it's not yet. Kivek is the case that Kivek is talking about, it's not a Shabbos, but it's like this. You have a Kivek says, if you have a part of a goy, right? It has food in it. Let's say it has basar in it, and it might have cholov. So it's also to put on the fire, to light a fire underneath it. Why? Because the Torah says, "Zvashel good," that's bishul basar cholov is in the Torah. That only yachil of a bishul is also. And no lachem in Yisrael. It's also the Vashu was called of a goy. So if you have a goy as a part, you don't know what's in it. You don't know what's in it. So the Kivek is also lighting fire. Even though you're lighting fire, not for the purpose of whatever, it's the name of the number's coming to Vashu was called. So the Kivek is a psychiatrist. Because there might be milk there. It might be Vashu called. Kivek says it's a psychiatrist. The fact that you don't know if it is or not, that's not a goy as being a psychiatrist.
This is a full pattern.
No. It doesn't make a difference. The point is, I gave you an example. This pot, this boson, it might be cholov in it. It could be fakad. It's for sure cholov. It might be boson. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, the solving whether this boson cholov in the pot and he's lying in the fire. So the kivek is a psikvashu and bishul. No, even if it's locked and you never have a chance to peek into it.
It is absolutely.
Boson cholov, huh?
It is absolutely.
It's the Epshel Vare. Not because Epshel Vare. Not the Chumra of Epshel Vare. Not the Chumra of checking its sisters before you make the Bracha. It's not the Epshel Vare. It's a Mlocha Deraisa. It's a Mlocha Deraisa now. If it was Mlocha Deraisa.
Fida Taz.
What?
Fida Taz.
If he doesn't know, before he does it, it's not Nisa Deraisa.
He couldn't.
If they get Epshel Vare, say this, so it's the Epshel Vare. No, it's the Epshel Vare. Or could be... It could be that since Amos Kavin is Am Kudim Vare. I'm not sure. You have to ask a rabbi. But it's Machlokes in the right of the level. Was the Maisel Vare done here? If it's like this, let's just grab that sense. Let's understand what's going on here.
We're talking about where there may be nothing in the pot as well?
Probably not. No, there's still
something
in the pot.
At least one or two.
Yeah, what difference does it make? It might be possible, Chol, it might not be. Whether it's potatoes or something else, that's make a difference. But it might be boss for
Could be
attempted
also, we're saying.
What do you mean?
We're saying there's a chance you're in this for the races, then the race
now. Yeah. Next, yeah, not. Let's see. What's the shadow told them? What's the shadow told them? Say it again, Shiloh.
Which cement is.
Pei Zion. The Be'er Locha means. I'm going to read a few lines in there. Let's see what the Chovitz Chaim might say about it. If he says something, let's see what he has to say first. So he says in the beginning, very interesting. He him talking. It's a Be'er Locha here. So he says, "Lulei." We're going back to the Taz. Lulei Dvorov. Svor is the Poshe Svor says the Be'er Locha is not like the Taz. A Svor the Hipuch. The Im Hisa Yeyose Bevadai Aydei Amaisa. No, we're going back now to the closing the box. I don't need to close the box. If this is a maisa which will vada result in the tachlis, in an objective of Seidor, but the Slavic who emerged can Iser, the Hainu Dovah Nitzoid, have a less vega deriser. The Slavic deriser, which is Mamas also, and if it happens, and they're very happy. He did a maisa melocha. We saw be gray, we're slaving a chair. The Slavic is Adov Achir, it's not a Slavic after the. I'm going to add a word of hesbet. It's not Slavic into the nature of the Maisa, the Echos HaMaisa. In Greiro, the Slavic is about the Echos HaMaisa. In closing a box, the Slavic is not about the Echos HaMaisa, the Slavic is about some extraneous factor. But with closing a box, one is a Zvuvin, is a Maisa Tzedo. So he's doing something with a Maisa Tzedo. Elamai, what might make it not a Maisa Tzedo is not the Echos HaMaisa, the nature of the Maisa. It depends if there's something in there or not. But if there's something in there, it's for sure Maisa Tzedo. despite the fact that he didn't know what Chachilin. Schlepping a tefillah, which might or might not make a chavitz on the ground, the Echos HaMaisa is a different Echos HaMaisa than a Maisa which will rather result in the chavitz. That's a psigresh of Chavisha. A Maisa gray, which might not result in the chavitz, even if it does, the Echos HaMaisa, the nature of the Maisa was such that we don't define it as being a Maisa Chavisha. Now that's what Chavis Chaim says. It's an alloy double. Now it's a very, says the Gechiluk, right? You understand? I'm just adding these words, Echos HaMaisa, the nature of the Maisa. This is a tzeduk. I'll give you a dugme for the Sabbath reason. I think Mamas is dugme. Let's say somebody. Let's say there's a. Let's say let's take up on the dugme. Somebody picks up a piece of meat, an unidentified piece of meat, and it might be chel, it might be shuman. He says he wants to eat shuman. He doesn't want any chelov. He popped it in his mouth. He doesn't want chelov. So did he do a mitzvah? And the mice, it's not a good example. It's a bad example. Because misasik b'chalom v'rais chayv shekein nen. So it's a bad example, but just the chabon lulei that also. Would you say in such a case, he picked up a piece of meat and said, he wants to eat shuman. And he knows it might be chelov. That would be chelov. Since he wants, so he says he patters himself, he's mapped himself by saying, I'm nerem skavin shuman, I'm nerem skavin v'chelov. Well, what would he be? He said he did a very, even without the din of shekein nen. This is a classical Sofik Raisa. He's doing a Maisa. It's Maisa Chilo. Enim Skavin means, Enim Skavin, the case of Masasik, Enim Skavin the Chilo is, for example, somebody's playing, somebody puts something in his mouth, and he wants to spit it out, instead of spitting out, he swallows it inadvertently. No, that's an Enim Skavin. No, Kavan Bechlau. Vichadoyme. Oh, so that's what the Chor Chaim says. That's the case of closing the box. He's doing a Maisa Seita, but he says he doesn't want to do it. If it's a move, he's doing it. Yeah. Maisa is a subject device that he can't do. Matzasi, then he brings Matzasi Vedusha B'Kivege B'Yeredeh Asimim Pezayin. So Matzasi Gam Ken B'Tchilo Kisvah Asenu. He brings that also. He gets very Kedai to see his whole Be'Alocha. And Kaidua, there's a Rabbi Mohammed in Kiru, which is much more like the Taz. Actually, next week we'll talk about it like this. But let's understand the Lom to say this child. Let's say, expand a little bit more the Lom to say. What's it told you? This child, it says the Gesalim Sigration. What's about here? It's a fascinating child. The Chor is told on the basic Havon, and these are two thoughts that I kept on putting on the table every time I spoke about it. Sometimes I would mention two stories. The basic havon of what happens in the major thing of segregation of Yomus. Why is it? Why is it your major segregation of Yomus? So we use the lesson of what happens is the second meister, the second objective happens inevitably from the first. So Hashem is what's the plan there? So what? Well, Asher Alken. So one way to understand it is that. Without that lulei, that relationship of inevitability, so it's not a maisa. It's not his maisa. It doesn't ever say maisa. It's not his maisa. He can even say it's not a chayve, but it doesn't ever say maisa. Once you have that relationship of inevitability, see, creation of Yomus, the cutting off the head always kills the chicken, or the man, doesn't make a difference. So we can't say that the objective is not his maisa. It is his maisa. Because the very fact that it's inevitably going to result, if the objective is not always a foregone conclusion, so maybe it's not a maisa chavisha. Then the lack of kavanah says, according to Rabbi Shimon, the lack of kavanah there says, it's not a maisa chavisha. But here, when something is going to happen, so even though there might not be kavanah, but we say the lack of kavanah doesn't say it's not a maisa, then he's doing the maisa. He doesn't want this specific result. It's like saying he wants to eat it, but he's not interested in the certain chveis. He's not interested in the food reaching his chveis, the meayim or something like that. He did a meiser, and the lack of kavanah for that specific result is not a gevurah shem meiser, but the meiser is a meiser because of the inevitability of it. Or there's no way of understanding the gevurah. The other way is that loylom every meiser. We mentioned this in the beginning. Every maizah needs to have kavanah. Without kavanah, for the maizah is not a chayv. So Gresha gives him, makes him a miskaven. He can't so speak. Not that we have to hear a plea from him. But the Luyi Tzuri, he can't plead ignorance, he can't plead lack of kavanah. Because we say, since it always happens, you behechach a miskaven. If you do A and you know that B always results, you can't say I didn't want it. He said I didn't want it, but he can't say I wasn't miskaven for it. You were miskaven for it. So Gresha, you almost. It always happens, you're miskaven for it, not in the Yichusa. Like it or not, but you knew it was going to happen, so you're miskaven for it. Miskaven, yeah, there was intention. I mean the rotten of the Oroch. I'm talking about positive intention. This second mahalach, as the Rashi says, increases. That he, Rashi mentions these two things. He knows it's going to happen, but al-menasken also. Rashi adds al-menasken. I mean, that's zikha Rashi's havonah. Rashi's havonah is that Psygresh tells you that if B always results from A, so the Pshat is anybody that sets out to do A is Mimele miskaven for B. Oh, but if that's a Hagdorah, now we say, let's say he doesn't know. Let's say he's not aware of the situation. Let's take a Poshta case. Let's say he thinks it's in Goy Rodo Mita Bekise. Let's say he thinks, his estimate is, they won't make a chariz. He thinks this is the cotton won't make a chariz. It's not heavy enough to make a chariz. It's not a situation. So he made a mistake, but we know better. He made a chariz, and they always make a chariz. He thought it was only sometimes, and it was nizbar that it was heavy enough to always make a chariz. In the second shot, for sure he's potter. The second shot, for sure he's potter. For sure he's potter. For sure he's potter. Why is he potter? Because he's missing that. The Amenas came, what Rashi says, what we said, that you can't plead ignorance, but here he was ignorant, Taka. He was innocently ignorant. Oh. So that's the way they understand the Chayot HaZem Kivega. This moment where they were never going. The Kivega holds, the Psygresha, once you have the relationship of one Maisa to the other, so it's B'chal Siyas and Maisa. See, in this Amenas talk, you only need his Kavonda for that result. But he did it, the Maisa is Nigo Ashma, he did, he's considered B'doisa Maisa. Because this always results from doing A, B always results from A. Therefore, in those two cases, somebody lights the fire under a pot. He's doing a Maisa Bishul for sure. He's interested in warming up the room, that's even better. He's lighting the fire because it's his fireplace. It's his fireplace and it's cold, and he wants a fire in the room. He's not interested in Bishul B'chal, but he knows there's a pot there. He knows there's a pot, he knows that what's in the pot is going to cook. He doesn't know if it's going to be Bishul B'chal or not, so he's it's a subject of Bishul B'chal. It's like it's a piece of meat, he doesn't know if it's meat, or he doesn't know if it's chmes, or whatever, something else. Chmes, chmes hot dog. He doesn't know it's a fleshing hot dog. So that's something to write in chumi. That's a nice bit, he doesn't know. Something to write in chumi, you're mechui minatari, not to do it. So if he doesn't know what's in there, same thing, he's doing a nice bit. The Taz learns that whenever you're defining the nice because of segregation, so the ikivot here is the almanas kain. The psikmesh makes him a mechaven. So if he's an enum mechaven, doesn't make a difference why he's an enum mechaven. Because he doesn't know what's going to be, or he doesn't know what is, or he doesn't know what was. Doesn't make a difference if it's a sovig is because of the ova or the hoiva or the osid. A sovig in the osid means he doesn't know if she will make a charis in the ground. No, that's the posh enum mechaven. What's called a psikresh or shorva, he doesn't know if it's of this moving in the box. So he's doing a mice which he doesn't know that he's being taught. He's missing Raja Amenasken, he doesn't know it's being for Choyo. Choyo is missing Raja Amenasken. But once Taz zichos like that. So he's missing that which psikresh normally gives him, namely the Amchaven, he doesn't have. But that's Machoyo, the Taz and Kivegim. So he's digging up like this. I want to say a word to Mr. Hashem, a little bit about the... Every Vlad Boimer. It's a word about the... Yeah, the Gemara says in Yibom is a famous Gemara. Then that's the whole Yisrael of Lank Baimah. Same was Elf Zuk and Tambidim Halo of Kivya. But the new, but one with the hair in there. 12,000 pieces of Tambidim. Megavis Vat Antifras, we call Mesu be Perk Echot, Mibnish, and no Kobus of Zev. Hoy, 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 as the Bible of Kiva, Esel, I was saying, of Dom, Son, or Lohem, Abi Mei, Abi Udo, Abi Esel, of Shimon, the Lord's Ben Shamua. 5 Tamidim, Behem, Heim, Emidu, Teo, Esel, Shor, Tan, the Kula, Mason, Pesach, Bada, Tzeres. As the Hanoch says, Tuchno says that they stopped dying 2 weeks. Well, two Midlan stopped dying 2 weeks before Shavuos. First Atzeres, 2 weeks before Shavuos is. That's why the sheet of the Akum Avizeh, the sheet of Mechaber is that that the Avelus continues until Lamed Aleid and Mitzvah Yom Vikuloi. So yeah, what would the Noig Avelis and Lamed Aleid too? Then you have 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks it was not Avelis. But no, comes Ramon. Ramon says Noig Mitzvah Simcha Balak Boimi. Noig Mitzvah Simcha Balak Boimi. Right? Ramon Shul Noach. So the boy passes. So the guy says boy passes Galamos. The guy says boy passes Galamos. Very interesting. The guy says so what? Once the guy says so to the, it seems to be showing too with the Mitzvah Simcha to Mitzvah Simcha. So two by Chemishosav Av. Chemishosav Av. Is the Gemara says in Tainis, in Barbasra, the whole Yom Tov Mitzvah Chamishos Abav, the boy Paschal almost may say Midbo. Boy Paschal almost may say Midbo. Boy Paschal almost may say Midbo. He says, Ayin Rash Bam, come to it. So, the emphasis is that the Achoyim Pichodesh, I think, of course, before the going, but I'll perform him, Achoyim Asa Shailen, that would mean it's always up to, it's a modern Zach a little bit. The post-Kolom was not so. That's a Yom Tov. It was Simcha Masu Oysa. Post-Kolom was. Didn't die anymore. Didn't die anymore. What was a big Yom Tov? What was a big Yom Tov? 24,000 died. For the last two, next 2 weeks, they said, well, wait, that's where's everything. Didn't die. What was a big Yom Tov? Is. Yesh Lema. Eishleima could be that that the Psalis of the Rambam in the end of Tainis, the Beis Roshani says the Nostalik Haro enough. Weishleish the Rambam has the same kasha. The Rambam is Toys kasha in Bor Basra. What was the big simcha? What was the big simcha? For 38 years, everybody turned 60 died and there was nobody left. What was the big simcha? There took good Toys, but by the time Toys says the terrorist. That there was a chesed there, ein shom in Yeshnechun, but the Rambam says, nistalik harinaf, so vaystois, whether anybody else was destined to die or not negeya, but upon them, at that last time, Shal Shabbat wasn't just, nobody died in Melech harinaf left and they felt it. It was Agosh, nistalik harinaf. Melech, that's a yomtif. That's already a yomtif. And until then, there was harinaf. Of the Chet Meraglim, which lasted for 38 years, and was installed there. Hey, Avadat Zayontif, there was a punishment. The punishment was a punishment. But it's not because people stopped dying, it's because they turned into Nut Kufa now. Nut Kufa's opening. There was no more Harinav. Like in the end of Masa, Tabos and Oshim Chatam, what's the Pasuk say? The Meshach Beno told Benigo Ben Yuvin. This place, Oid Al Harinav Hashem Yisrael. He thought they were going to be moisiv and lacharinav. It means there's enough. He told, right, okay, do in the psukim. He thought that Bnei Gov and Uven wanted to be moisiv and lacharinav because they want to be mamshich, okay, and the chet makam not going there. So, begins with that's what Rambam says. The Maise, the Ashbam, he explained that the Ashbam of Basel just says, based on the Gemara, because I'll say, the Vam tu be'av, shovet dibu le moisiv. Right, Rashi, the Chazal say, Rashi Chumish, The whole 30 ideas, when the Zayfim Lamokum, there was no Dibur except for the Fiat Tzorech, but no Dibur to Moshe Rabbeinu. From the time that Vayi Chashetamu Hashem Mechom Olomus, so it's Shavah Dibur Yisrael. Shavah Dibur. So Yesh Leimar, Afizah, that was the cause of Simcha, on Tubav Dagba. Shavah Dibur Yisrael. Dibur came back. My davahavo, and again, it's the same type of approach that they were turning mamish and starting mamish a fresh slate in terms of dibur and the bus meshav ben. Oh, same Cain, but both the shaykh, both those things are shaykh to lack boimer too. It could be at some chuvan of the goin. Could be at some chuvan of the goin. Goin talks to posku meisim bidbo, posku tamidim kiva lomus. Number one, the Siddiq of Chavonaf. Good, they were all gone. The Maise and the Siddiq of Chavonaf. The Gam Yesh Loima like this. The Gam Yesh Loima is a parallel to Chosat Dibu. And this is much more. Somebody told me, I didn't see it inside, but somebody told me, where it is exactly, but I don't have the Sivya Chido. Chido says also much more in the Rizal that on Lag Boimer is when Rabbi Kiv started teaching the five Talmidim. That's when he started teaching the five Talmidim. Hagam, the Loshen Gemara is after the Mashna Lubin Nalaga. The Loshen Gemara is Hoyu Hoylem Shomeim. Actually, Bo Rabbi Kiv Veitzel Rabbi Sinus Rabbi Dorim Shon Olam. So the Mashna part of the Gemara, there was an interim. Hoyu Hoylem Shomeim. Actually, Bo Rabbi Kiv. But nevertheless, they said that there was that's when he started teaching. What does that mean? So first of all, the Gevalt Gevot Hoyu Hoylem Shomeim. Shomer means without Torah, without the Talmidim, without the Bottom Medrash. It's not a Guzman. This is not a Guzman. Sometimes Dibu Chachom Loshem Guzman. This is not a Guzman. Mechdes is a Guzman. Hoy Olam Shomer means Kepluta Mamish. The world's literally desolate. I, on the surface, look like Olam Kim Hogah and Noyig. Could be next as well. There must have been, we can't imagine what it means. 24,000 in the Talmidim in 33 days, maybe less than 33 days, whatever it was. It's staggers imagination. But Al-Koponim, the Eilim was Shomim. Not just about the Medrash. Eilim was Shomim without Torah. And Torah was restored. Torah began again. This began Torah Shabbat. And this is after Shal Sul Rashi, beginning Megillah, says, our home is served. Torah Shabbat is from Rabbi Kiva. Some Mishnah, and some Tosefta, and some Sifro. Right? Rashi Megillah, beginning Kula, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. All these come. Our home is service of Torah Shabbat that we have is from Rabbi Kiva Talmido. So that began that new chain, the new development of our Messiah's Torah Shabbat is the feast that began in Lag BaOmer. I heard of the Gevalt Gevot from the Goyin. I haven't found it inside, but the Goyin said in the Pesuk in Shiva Sabeer, have a Bamidbar maybe. So that Shiva Sabeah says that the Gemara says in the Dorim, the other place, the Shiva Sabeah, Oz Yoshe Yisrael. And so Shiva Zoyz, Ali Ver Enu Lo, Ver Chav Furu Asorim, Koru An Nidivei Ho'om, Bim Chorkek, Bim Mishan Noisom, Umim Mibo Matono, Chazal Dashin, Rashi Mizan, it says Be'er, but it's about Torah. It's about Torah, that's Kor, and before the Chazal, all kinds of Yoshe's. This is the Shiva about Torah, and specifically Torah Shabeah Al-Peh. Torah Shabbat Al-Peh, because bears like Torah. The bear was because Miriam, and Torah Shabbat Al-Peh, Miriam had to do with the Indian Torah Shabbat Al-Peh. By Porsche Chazal and Gemara's, that they dash in each phrase here about Torah. The end says, Mi baton en achlil, mechlil v'meis, mi v'meis, agay, shor yisrei, mo'ev v'eish, ha'pisco, nishkofo, Alpnei Hashem. This is about every word here is a drosha, it's a about the Ginyan. But the end says Nishkofa Alpnei Hashemoyin. What does that mean? Alpnei Hashemoyin. So Hashemoyin means what is Rasha Hashemoyin? Loshon Midbar Shomim. Alpnei Mokom. One thought is Shishmoy Hashemoyin. The place called the Hashemoyin. Dovache Alpnei Hashemoyin. Gons of Biyama Shal Tverio. Either means Loshon Midbar Shmomo, wilderness, desolate place, Shmomo. Well, Yamash Otvei, Bereshamir, everybody knows that the bear, literally, Bereshamir went into Yamash Otvei, okay, how you doing? And maybe you can see it, and everybody looked, but the grain said the grain said the Shimon is Rosh Tevis, and his kofa up there Shimon is Rosh Tevis of a five talmidim of a bekiva, the Ashabov, a bekenig of a bekiva, the Rosh Tevis of a dovim, so no lohem. So four is good. The fifth one is, I don't know how you get to it, but according to the talmidim are. Yehuda, the two Yudin, so it's Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, those are four, Yud Shin, Yud Mem. The Nun, the going said, is Rabbi Nechemia, so I don't know where we got it from. So that's why I have to see, so it must be a mocker. Then the Agumah said, well, it's a Ben Shlomo. The half of a fellow said, this Indian of the restoration of the Messiah of Teresh Vapeh is the last word in Shiva Saber here. Shiva Saber and Paschukah. The Mamad Ruach Gaddish of the Gaddish. So this is the whole ups and downs of the Torah Shavuot, okay? And the last of all this, Mishkofa B'nai Shimei, in the five Talmidim, Rabbi Kivya, the Mamshich Ha'al Mesoros, the Torah Shavuot. No. So if it happened, not by me, so it's a Yom Tov. So Yavad is a Yom Tov. But the Yom Tov is to the hair, the contrast. When the Talmidim, when Nifter, was Olu Meshomim, without Torah, the Olu Meshomim. And but the restoration of the Messiah with the idea of the five Talmidim is the key of this pasuk if she was up here, the Shiva Torah Shavuot, and that's what happened now. That's the name of Vlad Boimer. Besides that, you have what the Mogen Avraham is. It's a Mogen Avraham, so no, right? The Mogen Avraham. Besides that, this one in here, this is the hair of Vlad Boimer. Besides that, they have the Dut Eginin, it's the Yom Tov of Shem Benichoy, and it's a Mogen Avraham, right? It's not only Chavez in Sforim Magdoshim, the Mogen Avraham, the Rizal maybe, or and Midrash Chazal that the Petiru of Rav Shimon could be was like Rav Shimon. Perhaps it's a Kabbalah. It's not clear where the mock is, and that's the day in which he gave over his Divrei Torah to Talmidim. The Divrei Torah was on like Rav Shimon, but besides that, the Mogen Avraham is a Meisus. And sure enough, somebody used to say Nachem every. Somebody used to say Nachem every day. It was a Mesavul on Chumash Bais. He said Nachem on like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon came. To say to read or somebody else, and say, why is he probing a velus? Why is he engaging in a velus on my Yom Tov? He said, we'll have a reason to engage in a velus. Mogen Avraham brings us down, Taki. That's why. So this is a different angle. And like I'm the Mogen Avraham brings on the first half. He doesn't bring the second half. He doesn't bring the second half of the Meister. But that's where it's coming from. So that's a different perspective. Also very important. It's the Yom Tov of Rav Shimon. The Klai Shavu Zeichet of Rav Shimon's Torah. And Rav Shimon is only on the, we rejoice with him and his yotah. I wouldn't have a chance.